He runs a trilateral committee. And he's a fascist.
Tell me more about him. What mention does he have? Trying to find whether he put down his excellent or average or good. You've already passed. What else? What's he doing in reference to the United States government? What's his role? Don't be looking down in your hand. I'll call out more. I'll call out you people leaning on your head, on your hand. You better cut it out. And they're not going to sleep on me. If I can, any people help, anybody catch a sleep or doing something wrong, running little fannies up here, right? Save the judges some trouble later because it'll be the same folk.
He runs Carter.
He does run Carter. Do you remember? That's right. It's good. He's the chief advisor to national security. Mm-hmm. And what else is a fool recommending? Oh. You've passed anyway. You don't happen to know? Okay, let's go next. Let's go to the next. You remember, sister, some of the things he said, and here he is, the most powerful man in the United States. He's got the finger on the nuclear button. He put both candidates before the election, who they'd be, made them members of the Trilateral Commission. They have documentation to prove it. The United States journalists have shown it, but nobody cares. It's a matter of absolute record. He'd been in the Trilateral Commission long enough, and he was in the Committee of Three that selected Ford to be for the Republicans, and Carter for the Democrats. Then either way, the Trilateral Commission would run the world. See what I'm saying? How many heard, understand what I'm saying? Okay, now tell me, what does this maniac say, some of the things he said?
He said that nuclear war was inevitable, but it's egocentric for them to believe that the United States was going to be blown out.
That's right. And it should have been ethnocentric in the first place. When you're talking about the whole people, you're not talking, you can talk about yourself being egocentric, but when you're talking about the whole people, it's ethnic group. You understand what I mean? Italian ethnic, Spanish ethnic, black ethnic group. But there's an ethnic. So you should have said ethnocentric. But what kind of a maniac would make a statement like that? That's why we're trying to get autographed a book to send to me, but Daniel Ellsberg has all the signs of falling apart mentally. 46 years of age. The one that Mike Polks did the take up, that was what he said. Brilliant man. He was the one that cried under the tree, no place else but Sonoma County, when only 45 people turned out to hear him speak. 45. Dr. Daniel Ellsberg was one of the highest officials in the Pentagon, in the State Department, and an aide to the president. Only 45 came out to hear him talk. He said, people don't care. And I shall never forget the picture. Showed the picture. I don't know which one it was. I think probably New York Times. Showed the picture of him crying. Said, I don't want to see my country a desert, a wasteland. But I'm getting myself ready for it inside because I know it will be. It's a dangerous kind of thing. Maybe I put prevails upon him. If you have a place, he has no place. That's why I told him to get him down here. I wrote it and broke and tried to get him down here. He wrote me back a lovely book with a paragraph on it that says he's about to crack under it all. How in the hell would you do if you knew all the capabilities of warfare and you'd known all the buttons that can go wrong, all the computer systems that work in the United States? Even today's news, late news, I didn't give you. So now we've got into one central computer that can be directed to the security advisor, Brzezinski, every individual in the United States. You can imagine, within a matter of seconds, you'll be there, your whole file, for the murderer of all times to look at. You may have to buy the Bible. It slightly bothers me when they do that. Then we have special surveillance, even more complicated, I didn't quite understand it, so I'm not going to try to explain it. For those who've been involved in peace, civil rights, or any socialist group, they are put under, and I got this much of it, physical surveillance by human beings. Human beings are assigned to them. Plus, other things, because they know they can't pick up everything in a house, so they know people walk streets, so they're even close to them. They walk close to them. This is in the goddamn nut buster, and that was in BBC. You think a nation who appointed Brzezinski to the Trilateral Commission? You had to pass it, child. You passed it.
He was killed in the car wreck by a young college student, and they both died.
So she acts impressed, too. When you get the media things, what I like to see out of tests on 84 dates. Moving fast here. Who did Brzezinski appoint to the trial? I don't know. Appoint naturally governor, Georgia governor, and then the President Ford had been appointed before him. One of the terrible things that Brzezinski said one time to a bunch of reporters upset me. Anybody talk like a man?
He said that, he was about the race. He's saying that people have to guard the race because, I can't remember it. What he was talking about was that, he was talking about race. He's saying that race is important. I can't remember.
You said worse than that, honey.
I can't remember it.
You'll take an extra class. You're a good worker. Just take the extra class leaving tomorrow night, an hour and a half, when the films and the Russian classes and the file classes. What did this man say to a bunch of newspaper men? It's important to know what that is. I got dozens of seniors' hands up out there. No, no? Next, please.
He said that the reporters, he had to go inside and create some more genocide on people.
That's about what he said, but it's good enough, you passed. He said, excuse me, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, the press, while I go into my office and make plans for genocide. That means murder of blacks, Indians, poors, poor whites, Asians, all the minorities. So excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, while I retire to my office, I go to my office to make my plans for genocide. And he can do it. Because he's got the goddamn power to do it. He's got the power to tell Carter, or we'll have you killed if you don't start rounding up all this to the people that they don't like, the undesirables, blacks, Indians, socialists, communists, Indians. Terrible. I don't know. What's the matter with American people? You tell me what's the matter with American people. You tell me why you'd want to go back and live with a bunch of American people like that when something like that can be said. Tell them, I want them to send it to Warren Tony. He speaks for the president. Everything he says is just as plain. I'm a listener to news. You got radios? No, I mean your own news. Well, you watch. If you watch this, anything Carter said, he said first. Bob Christian was saying that's true, because he's an engineer, he's watching. It's terrible. And you really, to get the bottom of what's being said, you got to listen to Czechoslovakian, Soviet Union is primarily, unfortunately, directed towards the achievements of mankind, because they don't believe in gross, talking about the gross side of life. But, It's bad. It's bad, 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 bad. No way I'll say bad. Okay. But now what is it? I can't even know. What has happened in 1971? What was happening in 1971 in the USA that caused the corporate elite to form the Trilateral Commission? Give me one. You won't believe. Reasons. Do you remember any? First sister behind, sister palm behind you. Take the extra class, young man.
The U.S. lost the war to Campuchia, and
That's right. They were defeated at, in then known as Cambodia, Kampuchea, where now the fascists have taken over. USA is supplying them. They've killed one out of every three of their population. Over 2 million have been murdered or starved to death. So don't think U.S. won't set all his president about some of you folks. They won't do that test. I don't know why you think that somebody playing next door and is mean wouldn't play hard if you were trying to take his toys away from him when you got on his side of the house. If you cross the street to his house, if he fights over toys and whips and rocks and acts like an ass across the street at somebody else's house, he's sure in hell going to fight harder when you go on his land and try to take the last of his toys, right? That's a plain little illustration, but to me, it's maybe helpful for you to realize that USA, if they can do all this kind of murdering shit and kill people, help with the starvation, help with mass murder, help with the bombing of the poor Zimbabweans, today 440 separate villages and communities and reservations were bombed by the USA's planes supplied by Ian Smith. 440. I want to turn that radio off with heartbreak. And they're doing the same damn thing in Namibia. So I don't feel guilty. You up to you have to pay it long as I did. Turkey killed how many students who were here today? How many know? Yes, down south. How many went down? 17 students shot down the streets. What the U.S. said they never would do? What they said they never would do? Never would give them aid because they were so vicious in the way they treated the Cypriots and the Greeks, their minorities, and the Armenians. How many Armenians were murdered? That's a long old question. How many Armenians were murdered just like German Jews? Over 2 million. Thank you. Who said that? Who? Ernestine Blair. Put her down for an excellent plus. Now that is something. Then give them money right on openly. Ian Smith killing all these people. Everybody could see that he wasn't. It was a puppet. He didn't have a damn government. All were with Zimbabwe and Patriotic Front under Joshua Nkomo Nationalists and Robert Mugabe Marxist Leninists. And I'll be goddamn. When they were just inside Salisbury, U.S. showed her color. She truly always does. She shows she's never on the side of humanity. She supplied that Ian Smith, white racist devil, with all these planes that our tax dollars helped to produce. Now, when I talk to you something about guilt, you don't even act like you're guilty at all. I look at your faces. I wonder. I study you. You don't look like you're guilty. Don't you feel guilty? I don't feel guilty over that. I'll make one down deep. When I see it, something inside me just, sometimes I want to cry. Other times I think, God damn it, it is a burning in my sensation. And other times, is there something wrong with you, Rita? You don't look too good. The nurse had a look at her. It must be something bothering you physically. Yeah, well, would you please check, because I can tell when you're always with it. All right, now. It's still the same. It's not the same one. Not the same one. There never will be another. The world is not birth him, and the world is not going to take him away. But not of the world. Socialism. God Almighty, socialism. Telling us a question. I think I'm sure you had it right, but you gave one. That's all we have to do. Can you give me another reason? Here we go. What was happening in 1971 U.S. that caused the big businesses, the corporations, Trilateral Commission to come together to form so they could take care of all the people? What happened in 1971 or just around that period?
I don't know.
you're kidding, Molly, that you don't remember any of this. All right, I'll give a rundown. Now listen, folks, this will be on tape, so you better review it for your next exam. Just like you said, U.S. was defeated in Kampuchea. Nixon, who was too independent, threatened the corporate elite with a three-way detente, peaceful accord, between the U.S., USSR, and China, and scared the capitalists to death because they thought eventually China and Russia would swallow them up with communism. All OPEC, the oil-rich nations, what is OPEC? How many of them what it is? Mayor?
Exporting countries.
What's that? What's that now? What's she saying?
They have it two different ways.
She passed it. Put it down. What did you say again? Oil? Okay, organization for petroleum exporting companies. Anyway, she knows what the hell it's about. She knows it has to do with oil. Okay, OPEC was threatened to stop oil shipment to the USA unless they got an increase in prices. U.S. industries depend upon oil prices on the oil they receive from the OPEC countries. Who are some of the OPEC countries? Or Shabaka, is it?
Nigeria.
That's right.
Venezuela.
Right.
Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Iran.
Right.
Mexico.
Not yet, but soon probably will be. XM Plus, anyway. Four of them. Who are the rest of them? I'll go down that hand. That's where the hands are.
Kuwait,
mm-hmm.
Angola?
Mm-mm.
No?
Not yet. Angola. I don't know. I think she's drilling, but Mexico promises to have the next largest finding in the world. And then watch the damn Yankee army march south. It'll take over Mexico in a minute to get that oil. Okay, kid? First.
Iraq and Angola, and
Iraq, but not Angola. Is that it? How many remain? Seven? Yes, Jan?
Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Algeria, Venezuela.
I think some of those were repeated, but yes, Professor Rowan?
I was wondering about Libya. Libya has
oil. Libya's in OPEC, isn't she? She said they're rich with oil. They have beautiful socialism. I want you to take that story out, because Libya's another place that offered us a little assistance. How many heard that tape on Libya? It's a fantastic country. You goddamn people, what do you do? I prayed. You think you don't ever listen to news? It's one whole day's news is what it was. I want you people to know socialist brothers and sisters. I want you to know your comrades. Patricia, will you one more time put OPEC on there? They're going to have 300 for the test and get the tape out. I think you shift. What question did I ask you? Did I ever complete about OPEC? I didn't, did I? That's one of the messages here to take care of. I said Nixon. See, that's why we like Nixon. So, one good tap and tear down, causing difficulty. Says the meanest in the world. He was trying to put up a three-way peace treaty between U.S., U.S., Soviet Union, and China. That would eliminate all wars. You understand? Nixon's an asshole. But some other assholes didn't like what he was doing. That's capitalism. Capitalism is a whole body of assholes. Now, like a whole body of tigers. Turn your back on one of them and they'll claw you to death. You know what I'm speaking about? You can say rattlesnakes together And if you annoy them, they'll kill each other. They're helping them do it, but sometimes they've been up venom, they'll kill themselves. They're tired and then, after they have, it's all year long, holidays. Okay. So what else did they do? The gold standard was abandoned as Nixon imposed a 10% increased tariff on imports, which big business was very much against. Things that they bought, the big business was making some money on things that they were buying, baking cheap in other countries and selling at big prices in USA. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. Now, how did Brzezinski set things up to make sure that he would become the National Security Advisor? You don't know that one, boy. You sure aren't listening.
The President.
He
made Carter the president.
He made what?
He made Carter the president.
Well, that's not in a sense, no. But he had it insured. I just told you how he insured. He'd be the winner either way. People, I'll take the listen in here. I do know what I'm going to do if you don't take the listen. I just got through telling this. I'm on 20 minutes ago. I thought, well, I'll give you a break. I'll give you an easy question. No, you're a bright student. Excuse me. I'll go on and take the extra class, and it'll help you. Give your name and address. In your name. Anybody disagrees with me? You should think you're late to have that opinion? I told everybody here that he made sure that he was going to be president by getting nominated. Both presidents, didn't he? Both Ford, he handpicked Ford and he handpicked Carter. Ford a little earlier than Carter. In 1972, he picked Carter. But they both were there in the Trilateral Commission. So if he won, the Trilateral Commission would win also. Ford won, he was in the Trilateral Commission. If Carter won, he was in the Trilateral Commission. And Brzezinski won the Trilateral Commission. You see what I'm saying? You should the position of the National Security Advisor be an elected position or should be appointed and why?
I don't understand the question.
Well, okay, that's all right. Like, everybody here would have to go to vote. Not here, they'd have to put a secret ballot, wrap it up, then they could see it and drop it in the box. Which way are, say, somebody appoints him? Like, I would say, you are going to be chief next advisor. But now remember, I'm not talking about me. What might be applicable to me, because I'm a pure socialist. I wouldn't misuse any power. So don't just equate me to try to make it equal to what I would do. I know I'm making it clear that if someone else wants to, I've been very, very tired today. In your opinion, should the position National Security Advisor be elected position or should it be appointed and why? elected me, putting the damn things in the little boxes, honey. And this is, I don't know why I have to explain that anymore. Somebody else explain this. I must not be communicating. But the president, no, let's get it down where it is. Appointed by the Trilateral Commission. President is jack shit in the United States. Should he be appointed by the Trilateral Commission or the issue made it very clear, voted on?
It should be voted on.
And why? Give me some reasons why. There are little reasons why. Go ahead.
I think because if it's voted on, it'll be more just kind of like disgust and just.
Now say it again, honey.
I think it should be voted on because, like, if it's voted on, the more people have a chance to vote than just going to come in, appoint it.
Well, there's another reason. Years and years I've tried to protect you from that. I got you now, at least I could protect you from that thing. It would never affect you. For years I tried to protect you from something. Daniel was talking about it, he sent me the book with his autograph in it. Man who left his big job, $50,000 a year, that was big money, and told what USA was. What are you looking at that for, child? Well, look at me, I'm the only one trying to help you. I'm going to tell you, some of you kids are going to have to get off this ship, because we can make all the kind of games we want to, but when it gets there, if you don't know what the hell is going on, when the Soviets get ready to pass on us, our asses will be held back because some people don't listen. And you got me, three or four man note, and a message. If he didn't see us in this life, he'd see us in the next. Some pretty heavy stuff. And he hoped, jokingly, he doesn't believe in the next. Hoping he'd see us in the next, ha-ha. Well, what is it really all about? If he runs a whole nation, what can he do?
He can put a person in position.
No. Next, please. You can take an extra class. Get over your fight, child. You're bright. What can he do that's horrible? What can the national security head of the United States do that is horrible?
Put the people in concentration camps?
He can do that. I'll let you pass on that one. But there's something else I'm still saying. Shoot me. You may deceive. Lord, the perish. No. The one thing next, he can do something much more horrible than that. He can put you in concentration camps. Under martial law. That's a fact, so she's right. But there's something much more horrible yet. Maybe or maybe not.
Oh, they save us from racial genocide?
What?
They save us from racial genocide?
He can't save us from racial genocide because he isn't.
I mean, with the cause of...
I save you from racial genocide? No, that's fine. Yes, I did. He could do racial genocide. He could commit racial genocide. That's true. He could. He could commit racial genocide. That's another. Concentration camp, money, racial genocide, I'll give you a break. But I'm still looking for something else. Please, next lady.
I would say...
Give your name so you won't be called for failing. You'll be passed.
My name is Adeline Strider. I would say that he could cause nuclear war.
That's right. Nuclear war. He has a button, and he's crazy. He's inside an office and said, I'm going in to plan genocide, and that'd be nuclear war. That'd be the most dangerous thing. Anybody jokes about atomic bombs when they carry around? He carries around a little computer in his pocket, just like President Carter does, year-long. If they put the right digits on that computer, if they punch the right digits, off goes all of our missiles. I mean, they carry it on a morning, noon, night, and day. No longer you're just the President of the United States. No longer. The Chief Advisor. I've got Lemond, what do you, how do you pronounce it? Lemond. Newspaper, one of the more liberalist liberalism, it's not left, really left, but it is a progressive paper, a more liberal, and one of the most largest papers in the world, in France. It's the one that performed that beautiful show we saw on the DPRK, the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. How many saw that picture clearly? Did you remember? How could you fail to see it? Everybody was supposed to see it. How many didn't? You can hear that we showed. Yes, as well. Where were you, for instance? Huh? Yeah, yes, I see. It showed beautiful children dancing and marching and cadence and all that. Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. And they work what? They do 8 hours of work, 8 hours of study, 8 hours of sleep, and what happened? What about their country? The whole goddamn country was completely devastated. Looked like a city dump. No buildings left standing except one or three. Different versions. One house or three. And that's all they had was dirt. He provided underground shelters that protected some of his people, but many were killed. One bomb, U.S. dropped one bomb, our tax dollars did, for every North Korean child, mother, father, grandfather, grandmother. For every person in North Korea, we paid the taxes for one bomb to be dropped on for each individual. And you talk about cruelty, or overkill, that's real cruelty. I wish some of you'd listen, because you know, you're going to have to send your seniors spark up conversation between some of these seniors. But I'm telling you, they're not listening. Youth also, they're not listening. So you've got an excellent plus on that. That's what it is. Atomic war. Men are going to say, ladies and gentlemen of the press, please excuse me, I must retire, because I'm going into my office to talk about genocide. My God, a man who talk about genocide, he maybe want to go into the office and push his button. It used to be the president only had this thing. It's about like that. I saw a copy because I was a friend of somebody. Just about like this. Just like a little computer. You had to put so many numbers right together. And all the nuclear missiles, submarines, all the automatic pilots on aircraft, on airplanes, nuclear bombs went, and some of them could not be called back. It's over. USA still kept obsolete missiles. They cannot be called back. Once they get in the air, they can't be destructed. They can't be stopped. They can't, no fail-safe, yes. The fail-safe is no longer, thank you, a pattern of policy. It never was, because it costs a little money. And what the hell does USA care about people? Capitalism. But the Soviet Union does not have one bomb that it can't destroy if they want to stop. If they see the war is going to be resolved, or the missiles, then you damn little chance they could resolve something in 13 minutes. But if they do see it was an error or an accident, they can fail-safe it. They can destroy it before it's out in space. You understand what I'm saying? How many understand what I just said? All right. We shall move ahead then. Very dangerous to have one man have that kind of power. Oh, no, where are we? What does the government provide in the USSR that it doesn't, that the government of USA doesn't provide?
They guarantee you jobs, they guarantee you free education.
Good. A job, by God. You don't have to worry about ability to make a living. Free education, what else? What else? You've already passed, but let's see if you can come up with some more.
Well, the cost of living was cheaper there. The food is cheaper. The rent.
That's true. They call that inflation. Nothing goes up. You always hear in the USA, inflation. The dollar goes up, the prices go up, and the dollar value is going down. In other words, last year you could buy so much for a dollar. Now this year you have to go in with $1.89, I think, to buy the same thing you bought last year. You see what I mean? And your wages hasn't gone up no dollar, has not gone up 89 cents an hour. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, it's good. But what is important to your father? That's why I'm putting a great emphasis upon tonight, because I've seen so much shit, dirt done here. It's outrageous on people when they got here. What? Okay, I'll say free medicines. Free medicines. And free dental health care. Everything. Free education from the nursery down to toddlers, all the way up. You remember in the Russian film? I never saw that. I don't think you did. A Russian film, the truck drivers out in Siberia make $600 a month. How many saw that? $600 a month, same as a doctor. You know how much of the, you know how much money they make, have it to save? They can buy anything they want to. Big TVs, a big car, whatever the hell they want to. They can't pass on the inheritance. You say, how to keep control? They go by capitalists. They can't pass on the inheritance. You're going to have to live it up while you got it. You understand what I mean? Because you pass on inheritance, that's how you build up the Rockefellers and the DuPonts. They spend all the $46 on that $600 truck driver's salary. So that leaves them $500 they want. $54, what's worn at? Ruble, what is ruble now? The damn dollar drops about, I don't know, but the ruble is much more valuable than the dollar. Anybody know the value of the ruble? Who check this out for me, teacher? We ought to know the value of the ruble, being that we're... Jan, go to check it out. I don't know, but the last I heard, the ruble was more valuable than the dollar. So it's probably more than $554. Okay, you passed. What? Let me see. How did World War I and World War II affect the Soviet Union and the USA differently? Well, difference in the effect of World War I and World War II on both the Soviet Union and USA, and what were those differences?
And the Soviet Union lost 22 million people.
That's a pretty big, that's good. Yes.
The United States didn't, they only lost, I don't know, about a half million, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. There's something else, too. What else happened to the U.S.? Too bad it didn't happen to the USA. It happened to the Soviet Union.
Well, there were no bombs dropped on the United States.
Right.
But there were plenty of them dropped on the USSR.
Destroyed half their industrial base, half their factories, and two-thirds of their farmlands. I said one-third. It's two-thirds. I just read it in the pamphlet. Two-thirds of their farmlands. The history had to go to Siberia. Out in Siberia, you saw it new, and cracked the ground there to be able to learn how, in all kinds of makeshift ways they made, because their land, and what the Nazis do is they've been set up, and we set them up, goddammit. We set Hitler up. Roosevelt set him up in Churchill. But the intelligence files of England, they showed it clearly where he was, where they stole, what's up, Tom? Yeah, okay. What was I saying? To think that the intelligence files that somebody secreted out of Britain, just like Dr. Daniel Ellsberg, those are the true heroes. My God, those people that say, I'm going to not let a lie be used on all of the people in the nation. I'm going to reveal it. I'm going to die before I will lie for the government, for the people, against the people. So Dr. Daniel Ellsberg showed you that. He showed you that. The Pentagon Papers, he made another one and publicized and let you see that the bombs, that the war was never started by Vietnam. Right. That Johnson started it. There never was a Bay of Tonkin incident. How many can remember Bay of Tonkin, Bay of Tonkin, Bay of Tonkin? Bombarded you every day. Bay of Tonkin, Bay of Tonkin. And it was all set up. Just a setup. Johnson promised a week before he wouldn't. He said, all of Southeast Asia ain't worth the life of one U.S. boy. I mean, that's pitiful when a nation gets by that kind of trash. 1 week later, he's bombing the hell out of Vietnam. He's sending our troops to Vietnam. And he said, a week before, just a week before, he was elected. He hadn't even got in the damn office till he said what he was going to do. Crooked bastards. Yes, you gave a good example. Anything else you want to mention?
I think you pretty well covered it.
Mm-hmm. How many cities and villages did it cost the Soviet Union?
I don't remember that.
70,000. The Combine Wars took the lives, World War One and World War Two, over 40 million. And here's a country only 50 years old. And now here's a country that's got a city up there and out of space. This is a country that's going to be able to give away food this year. The only nation in the world going to be able to give away food to Africa, to where they're starving, dear folks. Now, anybody tells you that's a superior country? And those folks weren't even capitalists. They didn't even step through capitalism. They had the czar and nothing but a bunch of serfs, feudal people that didn't have any education and were nothing but slaves. They had no chance to educate themselves at all. Then, boom, U.S. starts World War One to destroy them. Then U.S. sets up Hitler, the British intelligence papers that were turned over by that man, I can't think of who he was, and Roosevelt and Churchill set up Hitler's Germany and fund him, hoping that he will destroy the communists. Wake up, please, damn it, wake up. Hoping that the USA will not have to get a foot in it. Please wake up, your neighbor. Jews, now, come on, I'm still awake. Shift.
Whatever in the hell this was.
75, 76, the dollar, the ruble was worth for every $20. No, the 18 rubles were worth $20. That make you understand? 18 rubles. Hear what I'm saying? 18 rubles would be worth $20. So that sucker was going home, driving that semi with over $600 a month to do anything you damn well wanted to do with it. And be seated. What's that? Yeah, he went to Munich on the part of Roosevelt. What'd he do? Chamberlain. What'd Chamberlain do for good USA and good British Empire? What'd he do? He sold out Munich. He sold it. They called it the sellout at Munich. He gave Hitler what? Czechoslovakia. Just handed it to him on a platform. They wanted to please that man. They wanted him to kill off Russia. That's why they set him up. But he got a little hungry and wanted more power than the rest of them. Yes. Reb?
I remember, I didn't know why then, but Democrats had all the numbers across the Rhine.
That's, there you have it. You have it. But the same reason they held him at the, whatever river. What was the river, the next river? I'm not so familiar with geography. They held the troops at the next river, and it wasn't a river. It was 100 miles outside of Germany, East Berlin, and sit there on their ass, letting the communists have to fight, the Russians having to fight. And how many did they lose? No, I mean that battle alone. I think it was. Wouldn't swear, but I believe the Russians lost 200,000 young soldiers, women and men. While the Yankees sit on the butts on the waiting because they counted on Hitler to take him right there at the Capitol. And if Hitler had backed off the Russians, remember in that movie itself, Americans are dumb. That's why any of you want to be with them. It said right there on the TV called Dresden. They bombed Dresden. They killed 100,000 that night, you remember? Dresden now is in communist East Germany. They bombed, but they thought the USA thought they was going to get her because they didn't think the Russians could ever handle the Germans in Berlin. They didn't think that she had the military might because she had been so ravaged by World War One and World War Two. But the Soviets fooled them and took Dresden. But what did USA do? Bomb everything but the industries and the railways. They were running the next day, it said. And 100,000 people burned to death, drugged into fire. Firestorm. Thank you. Bad. USA. Anybody can want to mess with a nation like that? You're really sick. That's bad business. I don't care. Beautiful for spacious skies. Hell, beautiful for spacious skies. There's beautiful for spacious skies over Chile. There's bright blue sun light over Argentina and Nicaragua. All these countries over dictators.
The sun's shining. All right, I'm talking about that song we got to learn when Americans come. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber rays of grain. The grain's grown in Chile, too. But you say one word you're not supposed to, you end up missing. Dead, they take them out the high sea and drop them in the water. What is that ship? The Esmeralda that does most of the dirty work. You need to put that in your mind about Chile. That'll read off that Chile and torture thing on the radio during the day again. Some of these new people never heard. How many have not heard what it was like when that fascism hit Chile? I read a book to you, a part of a book. How many did not hear it? You all were here then? Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Not possible, not possible, not possible. How many were not here? Danny Harris is out there, the one not here. Now, I know damn well, but in this, it has had to have been 3-4 months ago I read the book. Some of you folk would know of your awake or sleep. How many remember me reading about how the Chileans... No, it ain't going to do. Yeah, always be in between. I like this section right here. They're never for anything, and they're never against anything. Right around that central seat there. I wish at least they'd change it for father's blood pressure, because this old place, his blood pressure goes up. That bunch of sense in the center section right back there by my darling, Rose. Not even Rose. Sitting with one of those sisters, sound asleep. This sound sleep looks like a poker right now. Now, whole section right around there for two rows, right in the center, right by that third post back. I'll be goddamn, you never are for anything, and you never are against anything. And they get in their seat at 5 o'clock. They might as well go put their head in shithole. And make fun of this, but their seniors all over this place, one senior will not answer a brilliant question. Ain't no sense in this goddamn stuff. And what, you know what it really is? You know what it shows? That people will go along with those right around them. The way you know what it is, they go along with what's around them. Some people putting up their hands over here, several people are confident because they know it. So some others are not confident, put up their hands. Riding the train free, that's a good way to put it.